think about this weather?
It's crazy, man. It's part of it. You know what I'm saying? Just something we got to get through, and I think we actually did a good job of doing that. That's it?
It's pretty shocked at how quickly Jay has really become comfortable in this offense. Kind of let you guys on this
one. It's never one guy, honestly. It's never one guy. I mean, I like Jay. I like a lot of things he's doing, but, you know, I think everybody's being a lot more focused and paying more close attention to detail. And at the same time, he's giving us an opportunity to make him look great, and I think that's excellent. You know, he's moving the ball around a lot, making good decisions. Made one bad decision last week. That was it, you know. But other than that, I mean, our job is to make him look great, you know. And I think as a from a poise standpoint and just to how comfortable he is with the offense, he's gotten better every week, and that part is promising. You know, just knowing that he's getting better, understanding defenses, understanding his teammates a lot more, because it's different when you're sitting on the side watching than when you're actually out there playing. And I think he's doing a good job.
Do you think he's doing so well because he's got more experienced guys around him like you and Javon and those guys?
You know what, though? Honestly, I don't think that's the case. I think he's doing well because he's prepared. He's prepared himself his whole life for this opportunity, and he finally got a chance to take advantage of it. Because you think about it, you know, Brandon Marshall's making some plays for us, and Tony, and those guys are rookies as well. So it's not about just the veteran guys, but I think our guys up front are giving him the time that he needs to make some plays, and he's taking advantage of what the defense is giving him.
It looks like you guys are having a little bit more fun out there. Obviously, winning will do that.
Oh yeah, definitely. You lose four straight, man. You don't want to talk to nobody. You feel bad about going to work. You put in all that work, and the only way we get paid is by winning games. And you know, the last 2 weeks, we've done what we needed to do. And the same thing, it's a playoff game this week, and we're not going to let up. You know, we had to come out, you know, guns a-blazing in this game in order to pull off a victory and to get in the playoffs. That's been our ultimate goal from the start, and we have to, you know, let the weather, everything, all the family, the holidays, all that's got to go. You know, we have to step up and do what we have to do.
You have so many young rookies on the team so far that are stepping up. You've been in this position before. What do you tell them now?
You know what? I think they've already kind of turned the corner, you know, and I think that's a great thing, because week 10 is usually like a whole season and a half for them, you know, when they're in college. And I said, now you're in the second season of your college. You know, if you was in college right now, you'd be at like game 20 something, you know what I'm saying? And so I think those guys were prepared for that, because we talked to them about it, you know, during week 10, week 11. And now they understand that this is a grind, you know what I'm saying? And some of those guys have actually picked their game up, you know, this last half of the season. And that is promising, just because, you know, they understand that it's a grind. They understand that it's physical. They understand that they're tired. Their legs are weary, just like the rest of us. And the thing is, you got to find a muster up enough energy to keep going for 60 minutes, you know, each and every Sunday, you know. And that's all we have, is one Sunday at a time. And if you don't win that one, you don't get another one. So I think with them knowing that, they're better prepared, you know, not only from a mental standpoint, but physically they already know how to do it, or they wouldn't even be in this locker room. So, you know, I just think overall, with the veteran guys, they sitting there and watching and learning from the guys who've done it, you know, 8, 10, 12 years, they say, you know what, this is how he makes it through each and every season. And that's so some of the things they're doing already.
Upswing right now,
you know what? The thing is, I think against Arizona was the best game we played this year overall as a group, all three phases. And I think we built on that momentum this past week, because I honestly feel we played a lot better football team, you know, this past week. But at the same time, the object is to find a way to win the game. And they're all playoff games. Every one of them is a playoff game. This is a playoff game. So we got to find a way to win it.
Think this team has it in them to make a run in the postseason?
We ain't gonna worry about that yet. We gotta go one at a time. Don't speed me up. We're going this week, focus on this week, get through the snow, get to the game, win that one, then we can talk about the next week after that. But you know, we definitely gotta focus on this one. We can't look too far ahead, and that's something that I would appreciate you guys not doing. Quit moving, trying to move us forward. When we can't go, we can only go one at a time. You know, honestly, we can only do one at a time. So the 49ers are a good football team. They're playing well. They have a bunch of young guys on their football team that's flying around, and they're making some plays on offense and defense and special teams. So we're going to have to combat that. If we come in here relaxed, think, oh, we're at home, we're going to be okay, trust me, we'll get beat. And that's not an option right now. We don't have that as an option.
It's obviously pretty simple winning in, but I mean, has this been about as one of the more toxic derby seasons that you've experienced, or are they all like that?
No, they're all the same. All of them are the same. So they all grind, and it's hard, and then you're going to have ups and downs, whether it's, you know, internally or externally, you're going to have ups and downs. You just got to deal with them. The thing is the team who deals with them better are the ones who at the end is usually standing on top of the heap, you know, and we haven't dealt with it that well in the last few years. And so hopefully we can get better from last week, just build on last week, try to find a way to get better.
Should Champ Bailey be defensive player of the
year? Definitely. No doubt. Just look at what he does on the football field. He can shut a whole side down. I mean, when you have a team don't even look at throwing the football over there. And then when they happen to do it by mistake, he ends up taking it back the other way. I mean, I've never played with a better football player, I don't believe. You know, I played with John Elway, and he's a legend. He's great. I'll exclude him. But everybody else I've ever played with, I've never seen anybody like him, man. I swear. I call him a Jedi, actually. He's part. I think he's Yoda's son. Because he knows where the hell the ball's going before they even throw it. And he runs over there. I'm like, dude, that's not your guy. He's every ball over there. And I really appreciate the opportunity to get to play with that kind of greatness. And it's not, he's not good by no means. He passed good a long time ago before he ever came to the Broncos. And if the people who vote on that, I don't know who votes. I don't know if you have a vote. But you got to look at all the things that he does for our football team and how he can take another team and make them change everything they do. That, to me, is a defensive player of the year. And at the same time, he's turned games around and helped us win games very quickly. And he's just, like I said, he's an amazing athlete, and he's a great person. Just the character of Champ is probably more impressive than his athletic ability. And he had more athletic ability than pretty much anybody on this planet. So I just hope he gets what's due to him, because he's worked his butt off and he deserves it.
Do